This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The Rock Island Clean Line withdrew its petition for a franchise from the Iowa Utilities Board to build a power line to carry current from wind turbines in the western Corn Belt region to consumers in Metropolis, Illinois. With even more billion-dollar investments being placed into wind farms in the region, the need to carry this power east to more populated areas will continue to grow. Someone, Rock Island or another entity, will attempt to fill this need, but with a reset moderating the original plan after meeting strong resistance from landowners from which easements were required in Iowa. Rock Island was unable to convince landowners to accept easement terms or gain approval from the Iowa Utilities Board to use eminent domain power for the vast majority of easements they needed. They reportedly obtained approximately 15% of easements needed voluntarily. This debate over this project quickly changed from being a debate over wind power or power lines to become a controversy over the reach of eminent domain power and when that power becomes abused. Rock Island is a private company, not a public utility. When does government have the right to intervene, granting eminent domain power to one private entity over another? What we learned is that the IUB was not going to grant eminent domain power to Rock Island as they requested in order to force 85% of landowners to agree to their terms or be forced through the legal process to seek control of their land wrested from them for private use. There is great activist resistance to the Dakota Access Pipeline, which also crossed Iowa to Illinois, requiring easements. But they relatively quickly acquired over 80% of the easements that they needed privately negotiated with landowners, a threshold that crossed over 90% by the time construction commenced. When the vast majority of landowners make their deals with private entities, then some use of eminent domain is appropriate to consummate the project for the public interest. The United States needs pipeline and power line infrastructure for economic growth and even national security. Railroad and truck transportation is inefficient for these entities. I do not oppose wind power or energy distribution infrastructure. I believe, however, that landowners should be appropriately compensated with the deck not stacked against them by utilities boards. The primary difference between the level of resistance over the Rock Island power line and Dakota Oil Pipeline to landowners was, what you can't see doesn't bother you so much. Ag practices such as crop spraying are not interfered with by pipelines, but are disrupted and stopped by power lines which serve as obstacles to safe practices for aerial operations. This disrupts the use of farmland far and away larger than the footprint of the power line. The reason the pipeline proceeded as it did is because the vast majority of landowners voluntarily agreed to easements, accepting the compensation offered. You're listening to the Comstock Report. The Rock Island power line proposed monstrous towers that would loom over the landscape forever, and frankly, they offered less life of project compensation than for a wind turbine. The Statue of Liberty is 150 feet tall, while a Rock Island tower was 200 feet tall. Imagine a row of oversized Statue of Liberties crossing the countryside. To get them via use of eminent domain would have been quite the opposite of liberty, more like tyranny. Hence the debate over what constitutes eminent domain abuse. I believe that it is inappropriate for eminent domain process to use farmland values to establish the value of easements for commercial projects. If a private company wanted to construct a motel on the edge of town, they would pay a commercial value for the property, not the farmland value. Thus, it is the same with pipelines and power lines. These are commercial uses of the easements with far higher returns than for farmland. So eminent domain power is abused when used to lower the value of easements for what is commercial property to ag valuations. I believe that Rock Island easements were worth three times what they were willing to offer in ag valuations and commercial values, but they had hoped to wrest the easements from landowners at devalued rates by use of eminent domain. This would have been an inappropriate use. I advise the Preservation of Rural Iowa Alliance not to make this a referendum over power lines, but instead focus on the rights of landowners relative to eminent domain. Large trailers were parked along Highway 20 with Stop Eminent Domain Abuse painted for the traffic to get the message. Rock Island attempted to game the system with use of eminent domain and failed. This will not be over, however. The opportunity to transfer power from alternative energy to eastern consumers has not yet been met. Rock Island did not want to break precedent by paying commercial values for easements. Some new entity will come back to try this again. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.